Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
AT&T says it will delay some new 5G wireless service after the airline industry voiced concerns about potential interference with important systems on planes. Here to put this into plain English for us is CNET Editor-at-Large Ian Schur. Ian, always good to talk with you. What is the concern here? What can 5G due to airplane systems?
Well, if you listen to the airline industry, it sounds catastrophic, right? They say that this new version of 5G, you have to know that there are different flavors of it, right? Just like there are starbursts. And so we started with one flavor, and we've been slowly expanding to these other ones. And the reason that we're doing that is that it makes it much more reliable, makes it much faster, and makes it work across further distances. Those are a bunch of problems that we've had with 5G up until this point. So this latest flavor, which is called C-band, essentially the airline industry says could interfere with their radio altimeters, which is the equipment they use to know how far off the ground the airplane is. So you don't want that to be ever interfered with. And this is something that has raised a lot of concerns in Washington. The airline industry says that if this push into C-band 5G goes forward, then they are going to essentially halt a lot of airplanes and grind a lot of commerce in this country to a halt. So it sounds very scary. But AT&T and Verizon, on the other end of it, say, actually, there is no concern. And by the way, this is already being run in 40 other countries around the world. So we've already tested it. Works fine. And that a lot of these concerns are just overblown because the airline industry is want to worry about safety issues.
Yeah, I guess the question is this just another way for the airlines to try to keep us from using our phones during takeoffs and landings, or is it more than that? Are these concerns legit?
You know, it's really hard to tell, right? And I hate to be the one who is like, well, you know, on one hand or the other. But the truth is that we have a lot of evidence that this is not an issue. At the same time, the airline industry, I have to imagine, is raising concerns not just because they like causing trouble. You know, the idea of using your phone in the airplane, you know, they don't make money off of those phone plane things anymore. They've stopped essentially using them. And for the most part, there is no indication that there's a financial incentive for them to cause any of this trouble. So I have to believe that they legitimately believe that there's a safety problem. What's interesting is if you dig into the data and all of the back and forth that's happened between the Federal Aviation Administration and the Federal Communications Commission, which are the two that oversee airplanes and radio waves, it seems as though they don't agree on some of these fundamentals. And so as a result, we see this spilling into public view. This debate has gotten rather dramatic, and we're bumping up against a new deadline here on January 19th for this 5G stuff to be turned on, and the airlines and the carriers seem to be really at odds with one another.
What impact might this have on the nationwide rollout of this latest 5G technology? Could it actually scuttle it in some areas?
You know, it'll be interesting to watch. There have been some proposals in other parts of the world that we have looked to possibly copy. For example, in France, there are actually efforts to reduce the amount of 5G connections near airports. So essentially, when an airplane is closer to the ground, don't have 5G around there, so they're not worried. It's worth noting that the radio waves don't actually look to interfere with one another. Like, physically, the physics of it don't seem to actually play out. But that said, the airline industry is worried. And so it's possible we may see here in the States that AT&T and Verizon, even though they've spent beaucoup bucks setting up 5G, buying all of this rights to use it and all of this stuff, which was not cheap at all, that they may agree to reduce the power or even eliminate 5G around airports, which would probably solve a lot of this debate.
You know, I don't want to sound too simplistic here, but if it is a threat, why didn't someone think of this when this 5G technology was being developed?
This is my favorite part of the whole drama that's been playing out. And we've actually pointed to this on CNET. If you look at the statements that have been going back and forth, AT&T and Verizon have taken the point of view that this has been something that's been in the public conversation for a year and a half. The FCC has been working on this for a long time. And from their point of view, the airline industry waited until the very last minute to raise concerns. Of course, the airline industry says that they've been raising these concerns the whole time and no one listens to them. So I can't tell you essentially why they've been waiting up until now, but it seems as though the pressure is really intense. And of course, if I'm AT&T or Verizon, I don't want to ever be blamed for an airplane problem. So they've been backing down at the last minute to try and avoid a really bad situation.
All right. Ian Schur at CNET, as always, thank you for talking with us.
Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.